Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Resh Nun Ches, and we're up to Seif Gimel. We're starting Simon Tov Resh Nun Ches, which has so many important and beautiful halachas with regards to Ilchas Lulav on Yom Tov Rishon. So we started Seif Aleph, which tells us about the difference between Yerushalayim and, Mikdash and the rest of the world. Seif Beis tells us on Shabbos we don't shake the Lulav. And Seif Gimel tells us the very important concept of Lachem, which is a very important concept, and it's got lots of ramifications. We'll be discussing tonight, amongst other things, the copyright, the shaila of a copyright. Can you make a copyright? Can you sell something with a copyright? Does that work? Can you make a sheir copyright? Can you sell a sefer with copyright? It's a beautiful sefer, and you make a copyright. Can you do that? Does that work, or does that not work? Yeah, can you sell copyright? Yeah, does that work, copyright?
Can you sell a copyright or can you use a copyright?
Can you use a copyright? Yeah, you can. Copyright? Yeah. Okay. And we'll be discussing, amongst other things, also if the concept of kinyan izman as well. And buying dalet minim with a check. Okay, let's see all these shailas. Seif Gimel. Ein adam yoytze chavose b'yom rishon. A person can only be yoytze the mitzvah of Netilas, of shaking Dalet Minim, B'yom Rishon, on the first day of... Are you okay? Because they spare booklets. Yeah, you okay? Naftali, you okay? Yeah. Can only be Yoytze, the mitzvah, on the first day of Sukkos. You can only be Yoytze with your own. You cannot be Yoytze B'lulav Shel Chaveroi. You cannot be yoytze with your friend's lulav, shishila, which he lent you. If somebody lends you a lulav on the first day of Sukkos, he may be very nice, and he may give him a big shkoich, but you cannot be yoytze the mitzvah with a lulav shel chaver. Somebody lending you a lulav, you cannot be yoytze. Why is that? The be'inon lochem, the pasuk makes a prerequisite, a requirement. It needs to be your dalet minim. The be'inon lochem, mishalochem, it needs to be yours. Vafilu amaloi, and even if he said to him, "Yeah, shalcha, this should be yours." Ad sheteitze boy, if you tell somebody this should be yours until you yoytze, v'achkach yisheli, and after it's going to be mine, kavat chilu as it was initially, lo yotza, it's not yours. If you tell him you take it, and after it's going to be back mine, that's no good. You can't do that. Lo yotza. Davik mosho, because this is like a lending, like a borrowing act, a lending act, and that's no good. However, the big exception is if you're giving a matana, if you're giving the dalet minim as a present, as a gift, then he can be yoytze. But if I'm lending you my dalet minim, that's no good. I say, you go for it, take it, and you shake, that's no good. That's no good because you need to own it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Yud, Beinon lochem, mishalochem, needs to be yours. Yesh oimim, some say, the koni esrig lemitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says of here an additional point. So we're learning that the first point we're learning is that it needs to be lochem, it needs to be yours. We're learning that she'ela, lending, it's not good enough. Lending is not good enough. You need to own it. If you're lending something, you're borrowing an item, it's not considered enough of a possession. You need to, only if you're owning it, that's the fulfillment of Lachem. Now, by the way, before we even start with Mishnah Berurah, what about your wife? What about your wife? Is that any different? How is it with your wife? Your wife wants to be yotze the mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah.
I know that there is a tanai that the chosen can make before he marries, that he can say, "I'm mevata on having the bias of, on the payers of my wife's property."
Right.
And he can say it's going to be a shitvus. And because not it's a shitvus, then if she's a meshitta.
Shutfus, right. As a nice thought, we'll see that shutfus, even shutfus is not so poshut. We'll get to shutfus a later seif. We'll see. We'll get to that. Shut first.
If she's doing it from the second day.
What about if she... You're right. Second day, good. Very nice. What about the second... From the second day onwards, there's no requirement of minimum lochem. From the second day onwards, lending is fine. The only problem of The only time you need to own the dalet minim is the first day. From the third day onward, you don't really need to own it, and she'elah is good enough. Lending the dalet minim is good enough. But what about if the wife wants to fulfill the mitzvah of shaking the four minim on the first day? What do you do then? You don't give it to her? You say, excuse me, this is mine. Sort yourself out. She definitely is. She definitely is exempt. What if she wants to? I think many Ashkenazi women, no, many women they do. Many women do. Because Ashkenazim, they may even make a bracha. I know Sfaradim, many don't, but Ashkenazi women, they make bracha. So are they allowed to? Are they allowed to take the lulav? Are they allowed to? Or how does it work?
Very good. Laws of men.
Absolutely. The answer is she needs to own it as well. She needs to own it as well. So the Emma says that we're going to let it. So really, a matana will be okay. And we'll see that there is a general understanding that would work. There is a general understanding. If you give something with a general understanding, it's a matana, manas lahachzir. We'll get to that later, see if then it would work as well. But the point I'm trying to point out here is that a woman, a wife also needs to own it. We'll see later that it's not such a complex process that needs to emerge from that, but that we need to just understand that she also needs to own it. Okay, Sivkot Nyut Mishneh Berurah says the following: Tibinu lachem mishalachem. Yesh oimrim dahani dekoni esek lemitzvah. Says Mishneh Berurah says a very important point of it. He reminds us that anybody who some say that the one who buys an esek for the mitzvah, the pori lachach and they pay after the yom tov. Loyos after. They're not doing the right thing. The call come the loyoiv dome. So that as long as you have not paid loikoni, you have not really acquired it. Elamed rabbon only for the rabbon level. As long as you have not paid for it, you haven't really acquired it on the rice on a Torah level. The anon peinu lochem the rice, and we need lochem. We need it to be owned properly and thoroughly on even on a Torah level. Unless he brought it to your property, to your domain, and then you've acquired it in because it's in your property. But he does point out, you should be careful to always pay for the dalet minim before Yom Tov. I must tell you, I had a very interesting experience this year yet again. Somebody came up to me literally 3 weeks ago. He said, I've totally forgotten to pay. He bought three sets of Mumuhudadiga sets of Soigim. He said, I completely forgot to pay them for you. And he came up to me, owned up. I'm very happy he owned up. But he paid me 3 weeks ago for three sets. He completely forgot. He thought that he's going to pay the other for it. And he paid me for three sets. Was he not Yoitze? So,
He didn't own it, right?
Did he not own it yet? Right. The question is that if that worked, it was pretty much it wasn't very consciously happening because I didn't go through that. I didn't go through that process. It was just too busy. If I would have been made aware of it, I undoubtedly would have. But it was just too busy to start. You know, if people pay, I tell them, you know, take it and you know, pay me. And if somebody takes it without paying me, I tell him, you know, it's up to you to you know, I don't write notes. I just don't write notes. I trust people to. So it's very interesting. Somebody came, so the Emma says that the Mishneh Berurah says one should make sure that for your own sake, for one's own sake, one should pay before you, because you need to own it. It should be lochem. If you haven't paid, it's not completely yours. Yeah.
But in Midrash, surely lifting up.
Very good. It's not so posh because could be that the seller of Vosnerite speaks about it, that even if the seller of the dalet minim, even if drops off the esek into your house, and only if kin chotzer, which normally would be koineh, nevertheless over here there is a certain umdana that the seller wants to get paid before sukkahs. He has that, and he may not be makne to you, he may not be releasing his ownership, as long as he didn't get paid. So there may be that that understanding that he expects to get paid before Sukkot. Otherwise, he's going to wait till Pesach until who knows when. So
would that be also divisive?
It may very well be. There may very well be. It may definitely. It may be. It may very well be. So to say that he's not totally not Yotze is maybe pushing it. He may be Yotze on some level, but he's definitely not. No, as the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lechatchilu nochen liyizoyer bazeh v'lifreya kodem achag." It's definitely the better way of fulfilling the mitzvah, certainly by completely paying up before that. What about checks, Rabbi Yisai? Checks. Checks. You know those things, the papers, you sign them, and then, you know, and then afterwards you just don't want to see them anymore. You know those things?
Maybe you should wait till it clears.
You wait till it clears? It's as if you paid. You have paid? Yeah, what do you think about paying with a check? About paying with a check, is that okay?
I'm not sure.
Paying with check, yeah.
I don't know if it's hard to say that the Mefreya, so long as it does clear, then it was a Kenyan from when you gave him the check, because that's when the actual Maisa Kenyan took place.
Right.
Whereas, if it doesn't clear, so then the Mefreya, it was never a Kenyan.
Right. Lemaisa, many poskim say totally fine. Many poskim are completely okay with it. And the truth is that, I know in other societies, here in England it's not so dumb, but I remember in Eretz Yisrael it's very common that people actually pay with checks. I mean, if you've got a check that people would give you, I mean, it's like, it's a shove a kesef in a way. It's got that, it's a bit like money. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if it's everywhere like that, but in the yeshiva world, often you've got a check. If you haven't got money, you give a check. I don't know if it's completely legal. I don't know, but it's very common. You give a check. So whether it's your own, or it's somebody else's. As long as it works, it works. So there is definitely that. But the mindset is that it's got definitely shavu kesef. It's the equivalent of money, and therefore it's fine. It's fine as long as it works. It's many poskim are fine with it, and it's considered a check. There are some poskim a bit more machmir, and they say, but that, you see, I don't exactly know the financial world well enough to, in the legal world exactly to. Some say that it's not really a monetary value check. It's only a allowance. Pardon? It's a
exchange.
Yeah. It's something you can take. It's a promise. Yeah, it's a promise. It's a promise. I don't know. Can anybody confirm or deny that? It's a promise. They say that it's a bit like a contract, a binding contract that you can take money from my account, type of thing. Yeah, is that? Does anybody know? Yeah, maybe like a shlichus. Yeah, yeah, right. So if that's the case, it would be a bit more problematic. If that's the case, that it's only that kind of if that's the way it would work, it would be more problematic. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, on a practical level, many poskim are totally fine with it, and it's fine. Certainly, the seller, if he's not happy with it, he has to say, I'm not happy with it. You can assume that if you pay a check and the seller is okay with it, if he takes it, then you can assume that it's fine, he's okay with it. Okay, continues the what about the following shayla? What do you think about that? I would say if I give you, as you haven't got an esek, and I say, listen, you can take my dalet minim, I'm not giving you a matona. I'm just saying this is going to be yours now for 2 hours, and after it's going to be back mine. Does that work? For 2 hours, you can use my dalet minim. After it's going to be mine, automatically, by default. Does that work?
That isn't proper matana. It's lending, surely.
Very interesting. So this is the... What do you think?
I'm wondering if it was land, you'd say that was payers rather than actual karka. So I'm wondering if it works in the top of that you're not really giving him the object, you're giving the use of the object. So again,
yeah. What do you think? If I give it to you for 2 hours, I say for 2 hours, this dalet minim is going to be completely yours. Can you fulfill that?
It happened to me. I think someone took my luda by mistake home.
Really?
He didn't bring it back on time.
Really?
So the rav of the minyan I think he said, I give it to you for half an hour.
Really?
So I'm assuming now that it's okay.
Very, very interesting. Very interesting. I'm in a difficult situation now. I'll just quote you what the Bialocha says over here. It's a famous question which is discussed in the Ktois, and the Bialocha brings it on the side over here. And although there is poskim who there are authorities who say that it's fine, but it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that if you're giving something for time, pardon? Yeah, the Bialocha. Yeah. If you're giving something, yeah, that's right, yeah. If you're giving something for time, it's not really properly owned. If I give you something for 2 hours, this car is going to be yours completely, but only for 2 hours. Does it really belong to you or not?
No.
It doesn't really. So it's probably more like lending. If I say, this item, this hat is going to be yours. It's going to be totally yours, but only for 2 hours. After, it's going to be back mine. Do you really own it for 2 hours or not?
Why is that?
You're responsible for this.
Yes, you'd be responsible for 2 hours.
So it doesn't really own it completely, does he?
Yeah, but it's under your responsibility. If something happens, you will need to fix it.
You will need to fix it, but that doesn't mean that it's not really, really his. It's not really his. He's taking some responsibilities for it. It's not becoming his. So therefore, I still have some ownership in it. Since I still have some ownership in it, and then it's probably considered lending, and it's not yours. You know, you haven't acquired it.
Depends how he says it. If he says it's yours for 2 hours, and I don't have any ownership over it for those 2 hours, then it's the same as Almanas Lahakzu.
Okay, right. Okay. Lemaise from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like Bialoch also paskens that Kinyan Lizman is considered Kinyan Lizman. A Kinyan Lizman is not considered owning. It's more like She'elo. Yes. Good.
Even work, because if I own something, if someone gives me a car and I wreck it, God forbid, then it's my loss, but I don't owe anything to that guy.
Very good. How does Matanah Lachzi work? We're going to get to that next sif. That's next sif, and we'll start right now. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Now comes the Chiddush, the new novel concept of Matanah Al Manas Lachzi. What does that mean? Matanah Al Manas Lachzi means I give you a present. It's completely yours, but it's a side, an external condition that I'm making with you, and that's, you need to give it back to me. I'm giving it to you with an external condition that you need to fulfill, which is what? Which is that you need to return it to me. If you never returned it to me, then I never gave it to you as a present, retrospectively, because I made a condition. I gave it to you as a present, but they had a condition with it, strings attached. You need to return it to me. If you never return it to me, then I never gave it to you. Yeah.
Surely to make that condition meaningful, it's got to be returned to me within a certain amount of time.
Good. We'll get to that as well. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that very point. Shulchan Aruch and Bialoch, and it's discussed. Very, very good. We'll get to that as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Dalet, Nosonoi Aloi Almanas Lehachzi. It was given to him, Almanas, with the condition, Lehachziroi, to be returned. To return to him. He can fulfill the mitzvah. And he has to return it. Why? Because a present which is almanas lehachzir, shema matana is considered a real present and it's owned by the latter. It's owned by him. What happens if he doesn't give it back? If he did not return him, lo yotzo. He's not yotze. Afilo, yeah. So what happens if I give it to you I say, listen, the aluminium are going to be yours. One thing I'm making a condition, you need to give it back to me. What happens if after 2 hours you say, oh, you know, this lulav, what a beautiful less. What a beautiful lulav, I want to keep it. So instead of that, you say, listen, you know, I'm giving you £100 instead. You know, well, it will be all right. So what is he doing? He's not giving me the lulav back, but he's giving me £100. You know what? He's adding 20%. He's a good business. Yeah, 20. So is that okay or not? No. Right. Absolutely. So even if you're giving money, it's not good. You need to, the condition was, I want to have my lulav back. He's not giving me my lulav back. So what happens is, if you're not giving me, you're right. If you're not giving the lulav back, you're not being yotze the mitzvah because I made a condition to the present I gave you. Right. Now this is the concept of matanah maznah achzir. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if Kotnu Dalet, Shmo Maton, as if got new base, Shmo Maton, the Ksha'oma Chayfetze Nosun Lecha, when he said, this item is yours, Nifka Kol Koicham, and look at these beautiful words of the Mishnah Berurah. It's all Nifka Kol Koicham Imenu, all his powers has been removed, it's not his anymore, it's not the owner's anymore. Umasha Amanas Amanas Shetachselye, when he made the condition to be returned, who racked night, this is only an external condition. Keshat Noim, like in any other condition. Shadam Yochel Hasnois, a person can make any condition, but Mechimasu Matanosoi. A person can make any condition. You can make, when I give you a present, I can ask any conditions. I can make any condition when I want. Not much, any, but I can make many conditions. And this, by the way, just to add that, this is, I'm not, and by all means, by any accounts, I'm not an expert in Choshen Mishpat. I really don't know anything about Choshen Mishpat. But this is where the concept of copyright comes from. If I write a sefer, which I didn't write this sefer, but let's say I'd written the sefer, and I make a copyright, how does that work? Or does that work? So the idea of a copyright, al pi halacha, is mamash the idea that I can sell you a sefer with the condition that I don't let you copy it. I don't let you copy it. I'm allowed to make any conditions. I'm allowed to sell you something conditional. I'm allowed to sell you with my condition. You don't want to buy it, don't buy it. I'm allowed to make an external condition to it. You don't want to buy it, don't buy it. But if you want to buy it, I'm making a condition, don't photocopy it. Not for business, for I'm not. Now what happens if you do photocopy? What happens if you do photocopy? What happens then?
It's not yours.
That's right. It happens to be, then it turns out that it's not your safe anymore. So you're holding somebody else's safer. So, but I must say that not everybody agrees that it works. But that's if copyright works, and many.
You photocopy for us. What happened?
Which? What are you talking about? Because the answer is because the Chofetz Chaim, the Holy Chofetz Chaim, when he wrote his poem, not only they allowed photocopying, but he encouraged photocopying of his poem. Yeah, but they just as much as they do this, okay. They're perfectly okay with it. But you're right. On the whole, one has to be careful. You're right. Yeah. Yes.
So it's not full copyright because I can get a safe from the library, which I haven't paid for, and just borrowing, copy it, not being overdue and denying because I've never bought it in the first place, and then I can go buy the book, but I've already done the copy, so.
I wouldn't know that. Yeah, good question. I don't know the answer. What do you think about this very interesting thought? What do you think about this very interesting thought? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Sounds like a loophole.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It could very well be. I don't know. What do you think? That's like a very interesting thought.
It means nobody can copy it, not
only
if you own it.
Yeah, but who have they made the condition with? The condition has been made with the person who purchased it. I'm not talking about the legal aspect. I'm not talking about the legal. I'm talking about the halachic aspect. I don't know. Yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah, it could be there's a legal. Could be as well. I wasn't referring to that. Yeah, Dina Malchusa. I wasn't referring to that. Yeah. It's a very interesting thought.
But it makes the things worse here. The way he's defined it, doing the condition, then the condition is just for 2 hours you own it. Don't see why it's any different still.
Because that's inbuilt in. That's my kinyan that I'm making is a kinyan which is only for temporary. That doesn't work. If I'm saying, I'm making a kinyan over here, I'm giving you something for 2 hours only, that's a very weak kinyan, and that may not be considered you've actually possessing it, you've acquired it. That may not work. However, if I'm saying this is completely yours, from now until le'olam vo'ed, but I'm making an external condition that you have to give it back, that's different. Then you'll possess...
That's self-contradictory.
It's not.
Forever, but you've got to give it back.
That's the chiddush of Matamas Lahachzeh. It's an external condition. As far as your kinyan is concerned, it's nitzchias, it's eternal. There's just an external condition over here. You're right, it's a chiddush, but that's the chiddush of Matamas Lahachzeh, yeah.
But if he doesn't return it till after Yom Tov, then it's too late.
Good, that will be the next point that the Shulchan Aruch says here. V'chein im echziro el achar zman mitzvosoi. Similarly, if a person gives it back after the Zman Mitzvah, lo yotza, he's lo yotza. I'm a sure point. The time limit, very good. So the time limit...
It might be 2 hours. It might be 2 hours before the end of
Very good. So it needs to be given back by a time that is reasonable, still that, well, I'm assuming they fulfilled the mitzvah already. Okay, so when do you want it back by?
Tomorrow.
Right? So it needs to be back by a reasonable time. And I will tell you, the Bialochavia speaks about, on the other side, he talks about, what about your wife and family? So all that is actually, Bialocha talks about it, and he's actually taking that in consideration. That Matomas Lachzi has to be done in a way that makes sense to you. If you still have got wife and children, and you want they haven't actually done the mitzvah, then it has to make sense that, you know, has to be... Yeah, children is an additional shaila, because children cannot make in your we'll get to that, we'll discuss it thoroughly, Mitzvah Shem. Yes, matom las lachti. Yeah, the emphasis is no, that will be sifei that you'd actually you might not have to say it, but the, conceptually that's the way it works. No, well, you can make a condition. Yeah, you can make a condition. You can make conditions. I want my Thomas Lahachsia, and please give it back to me shortly. Yeah, you can do that as well. But it's not inbuilt within the Kenyan. It's the condition and not the Kenyan. Yeah, by the way, what about Mechiras Chometz, when you're selling the Chometz? Does my Thomas Lahachsia work as well? Mechiras Chometz, you're selling to a Goy. He said, listen, I'm selling you the Chometz. The Goy, and he said, listen, it's completely yours, but the condition is, you know, you're going to sell us the chometz back, you know, within, after Pesach. Does that work? Pardon?
It's going to be a more complicated procedure. Yeah, this is a contract here, written, signed, edim.
Yeah, yeah, but I want to tell you something. Bialocha in Hilchos Pesach did tell us that it actually does work. We don't do it. But really, just to point out the power of Matomas Lachzia, really would work. Really would work. You're right, we don't do it. We don't do it. We don't do it. But really, Matana was Lachzia, if it's a proper Matana, and it's in the Tanai is external, it would actually work. It would actually work. So that's with regards to Matana was Lachzia. Yeah, what happens then? Yeah, that's a problem. Oh, that would maybe lead us. Let me just finish off over here with the last few lines of this page. Sifkot and Tezvav. The Chayotam asks, what happens if I give you if I give you my Dalet Minim, and then after 2 hours I say, you know what, forget it, keep it. I'm autonomous lachzis. I'm giving you this lulav conditional. You're going to give it back to me, and then after half an hour I say, you know what, forget it. I found it better. Forget it. Keep it to yourself. Hareinu kilin is kabalti. Is that okay now? Not for you.
Why not?
Because maybe the condition is you need to return it to me. Did he return it to me? So, but he hasn't returned it to me. Lemaisi, you're right. Says the Mishneh Berurah in the name of the Chayotam, this is the last few lines of Sifkot and Tezvav. I'm the Chayotam shemistapek. The Chayotam is in doubt. Im omar reine kilin is kabalti. If I say this is as if I've received it, mau. ובספר מאירי כסב יד אשר תחזיודי, in the Sefer Meiri, which is in the handwritten edition which I've got, דייטו בהתית יוכל הנויס למחול תנו. Yes, as you're saying, absolutely correctly, you can be מויכל לתנאי. Rabbi King, you're quite right, you can be מויכל לתנאי, it does work. ולמו אינסי, הרי ניקל נסקבלתי, ויוצא זה חויבוסוי, אף על גב שלו יחזיר, even though you haven't returned it, you can be, it does work. It does actually work, and you can be moichel. It's not lemafreya. It doesn't necessarily need to be lemafreya. It doesn't have to be lemafreya. It could be from now onwards. Yeah, 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 yeah. Just as a mamash in brackets, just to finish off, in brackets, there's an interesting chazanish. I heard this once from, the chazanish says that you cannot take into consideration when there's new editions that come out from new Rishonim that I've found over the last 50, 100 years, Rishonim have been discovered. You know, go to Oxford or Cambridge, I forgot already, Bodleian Library. Oxford. Is at Oxford. And there's a huge amount of Rishonim, which some of them haven't been published yet. Rishonim, some of them haven't been published yet. So over the last years, Rishonim have been published. Ramban has been extensive. I mean, there's a lot of Rishonim, the Rashis have been, I mean, a lot of Rashis, you know, some Rashis have been. So the question is, can you take those into consideration or not? To what extent can you? Chaznish writes in one of the letters, Chaznish writes that you cannot take, if they have been hidden away from us for generations, there's a reason for it. It means the Rishonim, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want those Rishonim for the time being. He didn't want. You know, it makes a big difference for some different. It makes a mamash halacha lemaisa with regards to the Shabbos and few. It makes a very big difference. The Chaznish writes, if the Rishonim were hidden away from us, you don't take. I heard them from Dayan Simon. It was 15, 17 years. I heard from Shmuel. It was long before it was a Dayan. He gave me ones to write, and it was medayik ones from this Mishnah Berurah here. Shmuel Dayan Simon's. He was driving me in the car, and he told me this. He was medayik this Mishnah Berurah here. They will see this Mishnah Berurah is medayik, not like that Chaznish. Because he says over here, he's medayik, it was saved from Meiri, Ksav Yad of Meiri, which wasn't published. And the Mishnah seems to paskin like this Meiri, Ksav Yad. And he seems to paskin like that, which must be a new handwritten edition of the Meiri which he had, which hadn't been published. And the Mishnah Berurah over here seems to not like the Chaznish. His Mishnah Berurah seems to be holding that, although it hasn't been published, but he seems to paskin like that. Obviously, although it was hidden away, this Meiri, for centuries, but nevertheless, now that it's come to surface, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be very confident to pass it like that. Just as a real footnote, just interesting, something I heard from Dayan Simons many years ago.